welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And this is probably one of the most important days for this presidency in this four-year term, is the appointment of a Supreme Court justice to replace Justice Scalia, an originalist on the court, and a geopolitical expert here to discuss this and many other issues, is Gary Richard Arnold after a year and a half hiatus. Welcome back, Gary.
Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Now, I want to start off with, we have three different nominees, all from a 21-list nominee that were pretty well accepted by most of the major people involved. None of them have written specifically on Roe versus Wade, although there was one defense, I think, with Gorsuch, I believe, on Roe versus Wade in the state that he was in. I think that it's very likely that the Democratic Party are going to do the usual pitching a fit ridiculousness, and you're going to see the crocodile tears of Schumer, which I think was kind of ridiculous. Actually, it's almost like a scene out of Peter Pan with the alligator, and you can hear the clock ticking in his stomach. I really think that it's pretty bizarre that the Democrats think by holding it up they're going to get any political points of anything. They're so far to the left, they're actually ticking off the regular, Rust Belt people and the regular working people who just want lower taxes, better wages, more security, and don't want this uber-left craziness going on. And, for Schumer to try to defend Obamacare when, if Hillary was in, they would have a mess on their hands. In fact, there have been advisors in the Republican Party who say, Trump, why don't you just let it blow up and then just fix it after it blows up, because it's going to blow up this year. And he said, no, he's got a big heart. He wants to fix it now. And when people are concerned, because I know the stock market dipped a little bit today, I think that they're going to have the tax break by the summer. Now, that's probably as early as they can have it, but it means that the taxes for next year are going to be significantly lower. And I think people shouldn't panic and out of the stock market, but this appointment to the Supreme Court, a originalist, is going to bring and secure gun rights, pro-life rights for the unborn. It's going to talk about the constitutional rights of constitutional citizens. People that are not Americans do not have rights. It's amazing to me that people keep quoting the Constitution when they talk about foreigners, even with a green card. And by the way, all those 109 people over the weekend were waved through because they, had green cards or whatever, of the situation. And it isn't a Muslim ban. And we're going to bring on, later this week or next week, Bill Warner from Political Islam. And we have a list of questions that are, in addition to the 7-minute DHS, Department of Homeland Security question list, that was given to 7 countries, including Canada, Mexico, etc., that if you just ask those questions and count the beads of sweat on the forehead of the person you're asking, you can vet them pretty well. I would also like to see genetic vetting to see if they carry specific genes that are prone to violence, like the monoamine oxidase genes, like my son Matthew's talked about on this program. But beyond that, you can't get records, but you can ask questions. And if you ask a straightforward set of questions, like, Tucker Carlson, who's, I call the question master, he shows a big question on his shirt when his show comes on, because he can nail people down with questions, and he's so nice about it, and he could kind of just corner you, and eventually you got to give up and say, this is the way I believe. So what's your analysis of the current situation and how Trump is doing?
I think Trump is doing great, considering all the people around him. It's like the lily puttings all around the giant trying to tie him down, and it's a miracle he's got to the position that he's gotten. Excuse me. He's making swift moves that are really hard to judge, but I believe he's got a strategy to unleash or unbind this pickle that the whole world is in. And his moves, talking against the United Nations, which is the key transmission belt to every little local community and village with their Agenda 21, is crucial. And just knowing that, I see the panic throughout the California region here that's gone on for these spiders that have woven this web for so long. They're in a panic state. what I'm scared of is the picture of Caesar being stabbed by the senators, you know, so close to him. It's going to be like a et tu, Brute. And, of course, it's hard to find anybody that's totally free of connections, and, you know, including, you know, myself or things that I've, you know, mentioned, you know, when I was a kid or different times in my life when I didn't know any better.
I think he has a check and balance system where if anybody steps on a line out of his agenda, even if they've had pretty good past history and they deviate, I think he'll stomp on them pretty quickly. You know, like The Apprentice, you're fired. I think he'll have a system in place to have an intel through his network, and no one will last long if they start deviating.
Yeah, no, he's got to do that because of the private intelligence network that's out there that's been in existence
for the banking
families and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds
Goldman Sachs, etc. Mnuchin, for example, is one that gives me concern because he doesn't he doesn't support return of the Glass-Steagall, and he supports the Dodd-Frank bill, which is, to me, is a stranglehold on business. And I'm certain that Trump was going to push the issue, and it's going to happen. But Mnuchin is one of the people that I have concerns over.
Yeah, there's some others that I consider sleepers. People, you know, that look as innocent and as Ben Carson. And Ben Carson belongs to the Yale Corporation, which is just stacked with skull and bones and secret society members. I mean, you don't get to that position unless you're totally an ornament. Normally, they wouldn't even put an ornament into a Yale Corporation in case, you know, something went bad. That, you know, that's your fountainhead. And he also is on the board of directors of Kellogg, and Kellogg is huge in the eugenics movement. They, you know, if you go to their website, they brag about the fluoride and shots that they're bringing to Central and South America. It's Bill Gates.
Why would someone that considers himself a Seventh-day Adventist evangelist, almost Christian, be compromised in that way? What's going on?
Yep. There used to be a person that followed Anthony Sutton, and he would write one-page letters to various members of Skull and Bones and people that appointed Skull and Bones. And he had a terrific response. And even if he didn't get a response, the letter really pinned him, just like you're talking about Tucker Carlson. And he did a wonderful job. His name was Landkamer. I've got some of his letters, and I intend to put them up on my website.
What is your website, by the way?
Getting repopulated after it was taken down. But
we
need to put these people on notice, and by doing it, we're informing, you know, the other folks too. So it's real valuable to
yeah, you know, a lot of stuff on the inside. What's your website, Gary?
It's themuckraker.net, and the other one is newsexpose.org, and that's being worked on right now. That's down for a week or so.
I think you've sent me the links on that, so I'll have it posted up, right?
Oh, terrific, yes.
Yeah, you have sent me those, right?
Yes, I did.
Great.
It should be under one of my pictures here with the my email and the two websites. So.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, now the picks for the Supreme Court, what do you think will happen? That's not just a pro-life issue over Roe versus Wade. It's gun rights, it's the border, it's federal versus state rights. One of the problems that we've had is the federal government have been grabbing rights, including the Board of Land Management, which is basically unconstitutional, and lots of actions by the federal government, including the misappropriate use of executive orders and other types of documents coming out of the executive office, especially under
Obama. Well, we saw how the Supreme Court, you know, has been used. Even when Roosevelt didn't like it, he tried to increase the numbers in order to make create a majority. We from California know all about Earl Warren, who was selected to be put into the Supreme Court in order to get the California delegations for Nixon. And, of course, Earl Warren was attached to criminal activity and gangs. His father was murdered, they never found his murderer. And Earl Warren ended up using Gunnar Myrdal's sociology report in order to change American American law, and the guy that so-called did the sociology report in America never had come to America. So rather than basing his decision on the Constitution, he uses some guy from Sweden's sociology report in order to, you know, create a path to a road, you know, constitutional rights. Now, one of the persons, this is bringing it, I'll bring it a lot more current. One of the guys that worked for Earl Warren was C. Boyden Gray. He was an aide. C. Boyden Gray is the son of Gordon Gray, and that's from the huge R.T. Reynolds fund or foundation or concentration of wealth. They come from and they fill and kind of control the Federalist Society, which is who produced the list given to Donald Trump to select from.
Right. Now, back up a bit, because people need to know there's some backroom connections here. So the Federalist Society generates the list of 21 appointees. Trump actually just pulls from that list his top three now, right?
Right. And you know, some of these people, you know, are outrageous. One is C. Boyden Gray. You've got Edward Meese, who was involved with Reagan's transition committee when he became president. And when Reagan was criticizing Carter for having 87 CFR members, by the time Meese got through with his appointments, Reagan had almost 200. And Meese was the one that did the Contra arms and the Iranian deal.
Yeah, so you say, and is the CFR in the background always connected to the Federalist Society?
Yeah. Right, and he and Michael Reagan have been the fixtures at every counterfeit conservative organization in the United States for like 25, 30 years. Whenever they have an event, it's Ed Meese and Michael Reagan. And, of course, Michael Reagan was one of the ones, the Never Trumpers, and I believe Meese was, too. He was part of the National Review, Never Trump. But, the connections in the White House and all that is absolutely incredible. Now, C. Gordon Gray's father was working under Skull and Bones' April Harriman in the Mutual Security Agency. Gordon Gray was a member of the CFR, and he headed the Psychological Strategy Board. So these guys are all involved in intelligence, and what's more concerning for Trump is that Gordon Gray produced a book called Psychological Operations in Guerrilla Warfare, and he suggested hiring professional criminals to cause martyrs in order to fuel emotions implementing, a conflict. They have no problem in murdering people for their deal. He was also part of the group that was said in the book Gentleman Spy. It says, nobody wants to embarrass a president by discussing the assassination of foreign leaders. And he says, we're hired to keep those things out of the Oval Office.
Now, let me just back it up a bit. A lot of negative stuff is some of the connections, in other words, this Federalist Society you talk about that actually sent the 21 list. Are there some positive things, too, about some of these guys? Or, constitutionally, conservative things?
In the fact that their followers are normally not conspiratorial. You can go to like a Republican women's group or an Accuracy in Media or somebody like that. They have followers that are true believers and are concerned about what's going on. They don't know that it's being manipulated. So they have, if they're all hardcore and are all intelligence agents, or they're not producing anything because they're standing out there naked and bare. So the place, the refuge for people that are tired of unconstitutional actions swell these organizations that are kind of guided by the shepherd, but they're not always in control of the sheep, and a lot of the people that they hire specifically aren't aren't let in on the inside. So many of the people that are moving in a constitutional direction glom onto the groups that are trying to be shepherded by, you know, by these insiders.
Yeah, but, so what you're saying is the insiders can be are kind of like the scum and the bad boys, and the outsiders are just normal people who want a constitutional republic and organization groups. But in many cases, the shepherd has horns and a tail.
Yeah, that's exactly. Thank you. that's exactly right.
Right.
And it's real hard to tell them apart.
Now, I think that, I'll tell you what, despite some of the people he's recruited to his titans, and I know there's a lot of complaints about him having such wealthy people, a lot of combined wealth, I think that,
right.
That Trump is going to keep a very tight choke chain on all of them. And despite some of their previous past behaviors, like Mnuchin, I guarantee you that if he gets enough support from organizations like LaRouche Foundation and the essentiality of walling off the real income from the speculative, and here's a real simple mathematics of it. If you're a big banker and you've already been bailed out since, say, 2009 with Obama, and you've gotten bigger, these banks are actually on average 26% bigger, all the big six banks, the number of mom-and-pop banks has dropped by a third across America. Because they can't keep up with the regulatory issues and the attorney stuff and all the other garbage that's going on. They just go under. Now, what that means is that when you put in Glass-Steagall, the wall will mean that the banks can't speculate with our money to get more money by going into the speculative or the funny money economy that doesn't make anything or do anything. And
exactly. No,
that funny money economy is what's driving up the stock market. The stock market and amalgamation of transnational and major corporations. Basically, they're buying each other's stock, and they're driving up the stock market artificially. So when you see the 20,000 stock market, it's not reflected by increased manufacturing. In the past 25 years, there's 70,000 factories left America. Now, I know people say, well, manufacturing isn't important, but Eisenhower made an important statement that if you lose the ability to make steel and materials for war, if you lose the ability to have a manufacturing base, you no longer are a sovereign nation. It's over. Okay, that overness already happened long before even George Bush came into power, during the time probably of Bill Clinton, when the factories were leaving at an enormous pace and he passes and got rid of Glass-Steagall. So what I'm saying is, unless they pass Glass-Steagall, America, no matter what Trump does, will never fully recover.
Yeah, it's a totally different world, and they've used the United States and its wealth in order to spread their regional sections, whether it was CETO or European Union, and you can go through all the whole alphabet with that. But they intended to destroy America, just like Cambodia, the communist that was educated in France, came back, and anybody with glasses or looked like they might think on their own were eliminated, and they killed a third of their population.
Well, that's why they killed.
Moved to a higher ground in China in anticipation, and when they did that, early in this last century, there was Yale in China, which built a base there, and then the first ambassador to Red China was, of course, Skull and Bones, H.W. Bush.
I'm going to throw out something.
And right on down the line with Winston Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out something that's a little classified. Have you ever heard of a thing called Project Omega?
Yeah, I know the name. You'd have to refresh my mind.
Project Omega was conceived in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. And it was really a fight between two different groups of Masonic organizations in Nazi Germany and Central Europe. It wasn't just German, by the way. These were organizations inside and outside Germany. And the organizations were deciding what they were going to do to create basically a new world order. And they decided that the best way to do it was actually inside the Intel agency. So what they were going to do is make a super agency that would eventually be literally spying on every other agency. So, for example, MI6 would spy on the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, America would spy on this agency, and they'd all combine the super agency information in a central clearinghouse called Project Omega, which means the super agency would be in control of every agency on the planet, including Brazilian security police and Spitznaz in East Germany during the time, and the Russian GRU. All these organizations were controlled by the super agency. That's what their plan was.
Yeah, I can talk about the parallel on that when we come back.
Okay, sounds good, Beverly.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my
Richard Arnold, let's go to your websites again so people can copy them down. That two websites are?
Yeah, it is the, you got to put the article, T-H-E, themuckraker.net.
And M-U-C-K, M-U-C-K-R-A-C.
K, let's see, M-U-C-K-R-A-K-E-R, Muckraker, themuckraker.net.
M-U-C-K.
And the other one is news-expose.org.
Spell Muckraker again. News-expose.org, right?
Right. You got to put a dash right after news. News-expose.org.
Expose. Now, the Muckraker is M-U-C-K.
R-A-K-E-R.
Yeah, no C, just R-A-K-E-R. Muckraker. Very good. .org or .com?
.net.
.net. And the other one is news-expose.org. Very good. Now, I mentioned about Project Omega, which means secret agencies crossover. Now, if you look at the assassination of John F. Kennedy, because there's a parallel to the circumstances around Donald Trump. Number one, He had a negative relationship with the CIA and wanted to dismantle and reorganize them. Number two, he didn't want nuclear materials to go to Israel, which, by the way, they obtained nuclear materials. I actually, because I had classified contacts, found even the sites where the Israelis stole the nuclear materials to start their nuclear program. And I have contacts that they actually were starting to build nukes as early as 1962. There's a lot more nukes in Israel than people think. The third nuclear power is not some other nation like Japan. It's Israel. And they have an incredible amount of nukes, their own satellite-based targeting system, completely separate from America and Europe and Russia. People just don't understand what's going on. But the thing that finally, I think, where the nail in the coffin, and of course pulling back security with the private security force around John F. Kennedy, was the fact that he was printing $5 billion of money that wasn't Fed Reserve notes. Now, there's a lot of things happening in the world. India and other places are going what's called digital. And this is, by the way, a global Agenda 2030 plan to move toward a system which the Bible talks about as the mark of the beast. Now, a lot of people, if you Google my name and things that I've said in the past, people think I'm a maniac. No, I won't be a maniac in the day when I get respect, but I don't want that day to happen, because when that happens, it's going to be a day of death and destruction. Because the world is moving very rapidly toward a cashless system, toward a world war, because the globalists don't want most of us on the planet. They certainly don't want a drone class that has any sexual activity at all. And if it does, it'll be so disturbed by 34 different United Nations designations, you won't be able to discern male or female, and wild reproduction will be outlawed. And when people think that this is all kind of, you know, conspiracy theory, I have to tell them that I have lots of inside information in many different levels that basically says, you know, I'm right and I can prove I'm right. And if you don't listen, you're going to suffer and your future generations are going to be cut off. Now, this Project Omega is a really big deal, because the intel agencies are basically, we have three different kinds of government we have right now. We have the public government, the president, the houses of Congress, and even the Supreme Court. And then we've got the intel agencies, and then finally we have what's called the transcorporate world, which basically, in a sense, is infiltrated by the intel agencies. And the transcorporate world basically has made dark alliances. They're using, for example, the Uber left. That's why I mentioned yesterday with Jim Fetzer. The left and right are just used as a dialectic to try to confuse and control the public and move them toward a specific goal. And the transcorporate world basically deindustrialized America over the past, say, 30 years on purpose. And we have leaders around the world, and if you see their creds and it says CFR, you know you have a problem. For example,
right. They're using China, as I was aiming towards earlier, right, to move the base over to China, using your Skull and Bones, you know, reaches as both ambassadors, and then, of course, the Bush uncle was part of the Chamber of Commerce between the United States and China. And you also have David Boron, which goes right into your secret agency spying on other people. David Boron was the longest head of the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee, and while in that position, they put the training of Interpol, the Justice Department, and all the various worldwide agencies over to the University of Oklahoma. So David Boron quit the U.S. Senate, and he is now the president of the University of Oklahoma. So you got Skull and Bones right at the head, training these people and filtering them out throughout the world.
Isn't that interesting? So, I guess we lost our connection with Gary, so we'll reconnect here. Obviously, the powers that be don't want him on. We went to break. We'll get him back. We'll be back in a moment with Gary Richard Arnold. Amazing stuff. Again, the Muckraker, MUCKRAKER.net, news-expose.org. And we'll be posting up these links and new information all the time from Gary. He's got some inside intel and analysis that'll tell you what's really going on and how Trump's got to have quite a job to control these guys.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if...
First is, of course, his phone could have just died because of battery. Second is, could be cut off because the powers that be don't want him to speak. And thirdly, something happened otherwise. Hopefully not accidentally, and everything is fine. What I want people to start understanding is the forces around Trump are pretty powerful. You know, the delays by the Democrats and by the powers that be in Hollywood and the media is mind-boggling in terms of the negative press. Even Obama coming out, the nerve of him coming out and trying to make comments and becoming relevant over this immigration, when in fact Obama put a 6-month hold in Iraq. These 7 nations came out during the intel agencies from the Obama administration government, and 89% of Muslims worldwide are not banned. But I want to see ultra-vetting of all people coming in, not just Muslims, all people, by asking a series of questions. Those sets of questions were actually developed by Department of Homeland Security. They're not just Muslim-directed. And they would also pull up Muslims, but anybody from any other type of extremist group that might cause harm or danger, whether they're from Russia or anywhere else. So what we need to do is extreme vetting. We probably should be doing genetic vetting, which means we could do PCR for specific genes that may indicate an increased chances of violence. We also should be tracking... basically, and having metadata of all of our citizens. And I don't believe in what I call a surveillance state, but I do believe in a metadata that if it gets to a certain threshold, indicating you're transferring money to a bank account, indicated... Gary, it's good to have you back. I guess we lost our connection.
Yeah, my cell and my computer both went down. I hope not my cell, but my landline. And I'm on the cell now. I hope that's clear enough for you.
Okay, you were on a landline before, so the fact the landline went down means you were probably cut off by the powers that be then.
It could be. Yeah, both went off at the same time.
Well, but which came off, your landline and your what, your computer?
Yeah, my computer went down too.
Okay. Well, that indicates where is they say, you know, I'm a surgeon, right? So it says when the patient is under light anesthetic and they either take a fist up to try to punch you in the face or they start jumping on the table like they're in agony, it means they're under light anesthesia and you're hitting nervous tissue. I think we need to get you on speakerphone, though. We need to get you on a regular phone. Are you on speakerphone now? Hello, Gary.
I don't know if you can hear me. It's a little bit difficult to hear you.
Yeah, that's because I think you're on speaker. You might want to put an ear jack in. That way you can just you can hear us better and we can hear you better if you have an ear jack. So I want you to comment on the intel agencies because I think it was, in a sense, a coup d'etat by the intel agencies in the Global New World Order. With the assassination of Kennedy.
Yeah, what was going on there, of course, we've got the links with C. Boyden Gray, who worked for Warren, who covered up the assassination of one president. And
right.
You've got the continuation here with this guy. In fact, there's pictures with C. Boyden Gray with both Ben Carson and Herman Cain.
So these are C. Boyden Gray, by the way. This is the current guy, and you're talking about Ben Carson and who else?
Herman Cain.
Right. So both of these guys don't. Herman, these guys, I've seen them on the Fox News, and they look uber conservative. I mean, and they're also Christian. So how can you mix these two? Is it the fact that they're under deep cover, or they're just part of the organization so they can put a Christian face on their organization? What's the story?
I think it can be both, but again, you look at the roots. You know, Ben Carson, as we already said, he could be an ornament at the Yale Corporation or the Kellogg Foundation. But again, if you put that up against his Christian Science beliefs or Seventh-day Adventist, that doesn't particularly wash. Now, Herman,
no, it doesn't wash at all. In fact, most Seventh-day Adventists I know are even more Christian than the average Christian. So, and I see his behavior. In terms of the inner city and his HUD director, I don't see him doing CFR-type things. This is the other thing, is one of the things we should understand, and this is when we bring on people like Leo Lyon Zagami, everybody likes to do either lump or split, and unfortunately that's not intellectually correct. There are people that are high-level Masons that are not, quote, evil in their actions. We're not talking about their heart, because we don't know their personal relationship with God, but their actions are what we're talking about. For example, the initial founders of America, many of them were high-level Masons, but their actions created a constitutional republic that did godly principles. Now, whether they had a personal relationship with God is another thing altogether. The fact is they created the best constitutional balanced power system in world history with America. It didn't mean necessarily that that all the high-level people in the different organizations are all in agreement. For example, I'm certain there's people that are, since some forms of globalists believe in nation-states, there's some form of globalists don't want population reduction. There's some form of globalists.
I think you're touching on something that's really important. Is that, you know, for motivation for people across the political spectrum, usually it's because they want to overcome or suppress some evil, and
right.
It's their perceptions.
It's their perception of evil. It's even like people don't understand the perceptions and the actions. For example, of even people that we consider really bad people, like Adolf Hitler. He thought in his own perceptions, which were incorrect, that his group of Masonic organizations were superior in their thought and their direction and their attitude to the other organizations. And his version of the Reich and his plans, which are kind of melded with some very weird, bizarre religious systems and ancient history, he thought he was doing the right thing. Most people that are bad think they're doing the right thing, don't they?
Exactly. And it's very much like a sail ship sailing from San Francisco to Japan, for instance. And they really don't care which way the wind blows as long as they can pull up various sails to tack back and forth. What they need is the so-called chaos or the resistance. And the sails are inert themselves. They're not thinking. They're being orchestrated you know, by the captain and the destination. So,
right.
So good people use, you know, a lot of the progressive stuff we had in California. Hiram Johnson, who put in the recall and the initiative and the he was the only U.S. senator that belonged to both or voted both against the League of Nations and the United Nations. And of course, the progressives today are, you know, have been totally wrapped up and sold the bill of goods and are going the exact opposite way.
Yeah, and of course. Yeah, we have to understand what the UN has done right now. The UN is trying to go through a kind of like a larvae to butterfly conversion, or let's say not a butterfly, something, a very evil insect, let's say a cockroach. And what's already happened in the United Nations that was started on a slaughterhouse grounds back a century ago was to set up an organization that would be, the follow-up to the British Empire. It turns out many of the nations, I think 57 of the nations in the UN, are former British Commonwealth nations, and they still belong to the, quote, the British Commonwealth. So the city of London, although it seems separated from New York City, which is the financial capital of the world, the actual proxy and policy and so on doesn't originate in New York City. It originates in the city at, Canary Square in London. And in fact, the financial policy eventually, which is moving toward data, because people need to realize nuclear weapons, scalar weapons, biological weapons, even genetic weapons, etc., are secondary to data. Data is king. And, of course, if they can eventually make all money data instead of it being in your pocket, whether it's gold, silver, or actual physical cash, they have total control because they have control of your SIM, which is your cybernetic model of who you are in cyberspace. That's when you see these...
Yeah, they go through all the rooms and everything else in order to... to virtually share where we're going.
I think your phone is getting beeped. You must be hitting a button there because I hear go beep, beep.
Okay, let me watch where I have to hold my...
Yeah, you got to watch where you're holding it, though. That's where I see things going. And most people don't realize behind the scenes here, if we don't put Glass-Steagall in, if we also don't buffer against moving toward a cashless system, even the Fed chairwoman... is talked about the Fed coin, which means moving toward not printing dollars anymore, because he said, I can't raise the interest rate with the cost of actually printing money. Now, if you get rid of printing money, a future regime, or even the current one that could mutate, as they say, A2 Trump A, instead of Brute, you know, the assassination of the policies of Donald Trump and Mike Pence, while we're building up our military, while we're building up our border, while we're increasing jobs, the world is moving toward a cashless system where the BRICS nations and the world government is moving very quickly toward a digital SIM world, aren't we?
Yeah, I want to affirm your earlier statement about the Commonwealth, the British Commonwealth being the birth of a lot of this. And you can follow it through either the Pilgrim Society, the Rhodes Scholarships, and currently today the Atlantic Council is also very much a part of that. So it's,
right.
These people can operate super national so that their national programs are not being interfered with.
And they're also not accused. For example, I refer to the city of London, which now has a Pakistani mayor, as Londonistan. And that's long before he became the mayor. And the reason is, back in the 1920s, the policies of Wahhabism was not birthed in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It was birthed in London, England. And it was in collaboration with, the British actually putting in power the Saud family over 17 other royal families in Saudi Arabia to become, the quote, the king of this total empire, which, of course, with the discovery of oil by British engineers, by the way, made them decide to use the conversion through the oil as the standard. And, of course, when the war happened, that transferred to America, so the Fed Reserve System and the U.S. dollar became the world current currency oil standards. Everything had to go through the dollar in order to purchase and buy oil through OPEC. And this is tied to the OPEC policies right now that are tied to also the fact that we are tied to Sunni Islam, and in the fact that's also why we're tied to ISIS and ISIL, even though we say we're now going to get rid of them. Even the nation lists that are actually on the so-called ban doesn't include Saudi Arabia and so on. number one, those seven nations are nations where there's actual training camps. But the extreme vetting should happen from all of them, including Saudi Arabia, because, you know, and people will quote this and say the bombers from 9/11 were Saudis, when in fact the Saudis that were involved, plus people from Morocco and other Muslim countries, many of those pilots were still flying years after 9/11. Their ideas were either stolen or they were actors, and that the only way those aircraft could have gone into those buildings at that velocity, and I have this from Air Force Academy Special Top Gun pilots because I was their doctor, the only way it could have happened is if there was a beacon inside the towers and those planes were flying beyond their normal aerofoil aerodynamic limits. So the fact is that buildings hit by an aircraft were even simulated in the early construction of the World Trade Center towers, and because of its construction, it could not have fallen from either building impact with an aircraft of that size or mass. And number two, the building's fuel would only burn it at 1,600 to 1,800 degrees max in a jet engine, let alone you can put kerosene, JPA jet fuel on your hand, and it'll just burn sitting there and never even burn your flesh. So the idea you can turn atomic to atomic dust girders and buildings and people and anything paramagnetic or anything other than a nuke is ridiculous.
Well, the training school for the pilots, they couldn't fly a Piper Cub.
Right. So the fact is, we're talking about even experienced pilots, and I have this from my experts. Plus, also the ground effect that could not have allowed a large wide body jet strike the Pentagon. There's no evidence of engines, no evidence of black boxes, no evidence of anything to indicate a wide body jet either could come that close to the ground or strike the Pentagon. It was a cruise missile, and there were aircraft parts inside the building for up to a month and a half plus before the impact in that sector that was being rebuilt, the British, with Kevlar windows and titanium alloy girders. So when people say this, and they also put the documents from the Pentagon for their so-called missing 2.3, which I think has expanded out to $6 trillion since 9/11, people need to understand what's really going on here is underground and off-world space projects for so-called survival of civilization for this core I call the Billy Wonka chocolate factory underground hotels tickets for the globalists and billionaires and various parties, and the craziness of the globalists that really do believe Agenda 2030. And I tell people, I said, you know, you can spit at me and yell at me and call me a maniac, but just read the damn documents. What it says in Agenda 2030, which both Obama and the Pope and 70 world leaders last September agreed to, is horrendous. And you don't need to take my word. In fact, if I never existed and you just read the documents, you'd have to face the music. What do you think of that? And if people don't understand the situation right now with Trump, even with this outgoing director Brennan, who's a Saudi mole, is an attempted what we call media and intel agency coup d'etat against Trump. Now, he has his own private security force, and I think he's a tough guy because the generals came to him. But I don't think people realize just how dangerous what Trump is doing to try to bring things back from the brink, not just for America, but the whole world, because we're facing a policy plan by 2020, which is now 3.5 years away, of a world where the globalists will have total control of cash and you'll be a divot in a supercomputer as a node. That's what I was taught at the Virtual War Project, Sriv Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. The central node of the New World Order, Mark of the Beast system. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't know that. I know more about the low Earth orbit LEO satellite Iridium project, the digital systems for control and convergence of the virtual world project, even vertical dimensions and GPS to 1.5 centimeters, than any other individual who's spoken publicly on Earth ever. And I challenge anybody to think that know more than I do about this. And I'm scared to death that people don't understand we're in danger of another intel media globalist coup, either soft or hard coup, against Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to happen. They're hyped up. I'm not sure whether that Canadian incident, they went out with the 180-degree story one way, and they had to stop it. They were going to pin it on some white guys, which, when they had the mobs at the airports, would have ignited, nationwide. So
who was that guy that shot up the Muslim mosque in Quebec? I mean, why do you think that Canadian story popped out, and most people don't realize when something like this happens, even in Canada, because believe it or not, Canada has more strict vetting than America's had for years. Did you know that? They don't talk about it publicly, but their vetting is very extreme. So whoever this guy was, whether he's a foreign student or he's a guy that they probably had under surveillance, because apparently there's been, you know, pig's heads put on this mosque doorstep and other things in the past, I would assume that the local police and the Quebec Security Intelligence Services and so on, CSIS in Canada, they're probably fully aware of this guy, just like we are aware of the Sanarov brothers and others. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We watch these guys until they can be useful while we actually have the real bombs distributed by security forces to harm people. And we even have actors there like we did at the Boston Marathon bombing. So, you know, we are in a four-dimensional set of reality TV called Modern History. Back in a moment with Gary Richard Arnold. Stay right tuned. We'll have Gary on regularly. Again, his websites are themuckraker, MUCKRAKER.net, and news-expose.org.
American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
back to the Nutrient Medical Report. So, yeah, that was an interesting discussion. Gary will be back. We'll try to get him on this week or next week to continue the discussion. Yeah, we see all the things that happened since the start of the Trump-Pence presidency, either soft, hard, coup attempts. You know, even this former attorney general should have shown the respect that in the next few days, the Jeff Sessions was going to become the attorney general to raise issues, to think that she could actually raise issues against the Justice Department that already made the statement that this was a... Gary, are you back? I thought I heard a sound.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, I want you to comment on the issue tonight, because I have a feeling this is going to be the nuclear issue. We're going to start seeing some kinds of things that have probably never before happened, even during John F. Kennedy's day, against Donald Trump. People need to understand, and I want people to grasp this, that 72 world leaders 2 weeks ago met to actually set up a two-state solution for the Middle East. People need to understand, and I had an interesting discussion a few weeks ago when Johnny Baptist wanted me to be on his Revelation Radio, and I strongly disagree with him on a number of points. Some of them is that he thought there were no signs at all except for the 3 days of darkness, which is foolishness. But there's going to be lots of signs. The signs are, number one, there's going to be a two-state solution brought forward. There's going to be a caliphate set up in Jerusalem, which they want to do as part of the deal. There's going to be a recognition of the State of Israel. And there's going to be this kind of period of false peace that's going to occur. It says in the book of Hosea and the book of Acts, when they shall say peace and security, then a destruction comes upon them suddenly, which means this kind of arrangement isn't going to last or be very stable. And the situation with the Supreme Court justice means we're probably going to have moves that will not only further ensconce the gun rights of individuals to carry guns, including open carry in many states with little Trump state laws, like in the state of New York and in Chicago, because if citizens had guns, a lot of the gang gun lords would be gunned down by citizens. I remember years ago, my relatives who lived in Michigan were actually in a bank when the 77-year-old mother, who's a crack shot, the bankers came into the bank to try to rob the bank, and that woman literally had her six-shooter still on her waist. She whipped them out, and she pistol-whipped and killed every one of the gunmen there, five of them, on the spot. And when the police arrived, they couldn't believe it, that she just was, you know, she did center mass, boom, shots, they were dead. And, you know, if this kind of situation happened in places where there's open carry, you wouldn't either have Muslim terrorists or just American maniacs trying to rob banks and do other things, get away with it. I think also the pro-life issue, we need to realize that unless we have pro-life, the culture is going to have to immigrate people to make up for the loss of babies, number one. Number two, it's going to make in the future women irrelevant, because genetic engineering makes the capacity to create babies in a laboratory literally genetically superior or without defects, not only probable but certain. And that means the human race is going to make an abrupt turn that could be very dangerous. So, Gary, your comment? We'll get Gary back on probably, if not tomorrow, then Thursday. Gary, I know we have your pre-book for Thursday with Tim Alexander. It should be a good three-way discussion. And that'll be our third hour. And really appreciate it. We'll be back in a moment with our Health and Wellness Hour and Tim Alexander Hour 3 today, pre the Supreme Court nominee.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.